Technology company EOH has come up with a solution to aid in treating COVID-19 patients. It's a mini ICU unit that's held in a container where a patient can be held. The beauty of this concept is that it's small and portable and can be transported anywhere around the country. Well, to tell us more about the solution, I'm joined on the line by Milton Streak. He's an executive at EOH. Thank you so much for joining us, Milton. So what life-saving bits do you have in this IQLATE box that you've created?
So, Nampu, IQLATE has been designed by our team of mechanical engineers in the Deflati business, headed by Mohammed Rawat. Now, their design includes a complete spectrum of compliant infrastructure for ICU and isolation wards. So, in this, you actually have to comply with international ICU and isolation ward standards. So, for this design, the engineers have included a very specialized ventilation extraction system that extracts behind the head of the patient at a low level so that to enable all contaminated air to be extracted at source. Now, wow. I think that's quite critical for this design.
Excellent.
We also have continuous air movement away from the entrance of this unit to protect healthcare workers from cross infection.
So tell us, what's the plan in how you're going to deploy this new measure?
So because it's a containerized solution, so it's a plug and play system. If I can explain it like this, you're familiar with a shipping container?
Yes, I am.
It's a shipping container. Either 6 meters or 12 meters. And this shipping container is kitted out then and configured to be an isolation unit or an ICU unit. So you can literally take this container, load it on a truck, and deploy it anywhere you want to deploy it.
That's excellent.
You can use one shipping container, or you can have multiple configuration. So you can have 10 beds, for instance, in a field hospital design structure. So that's what makes this solution so good, because it's literally plug and play, and you deploy it at a site or at a level of bed or number of beds that you require for the site to serve.
So this is going to be quite important for far-flung areas like the rural areas. Have you begun to deploy any equipment there?
So no, we haven't done anything for the rural areas. We're currently working with our partners. It's private hospitals, also with government, in terms of establishing the need for this isolate unit. And I think we're now in such a critical phase, as we see a lot of data coming through,
yes,
that we need to predict where the biggest need is going to be. And I think that this is what makes this solution so unique, because you can literally deploy this within a 30-day period.
And then in terms of the hotspots, we have heard of hotspots around the country. Are you already deploying there?
So in the hotspot areas, we've got one deployment that we have in Cape Town. It's for a large academic hospital, but it's not an ICU or an isolation unit or isolation ward. It's more for a triage kind of facility. It's where you have intake of patients. So that's the kind of plug-and-play solution. You can also use this for triaging patients in a specific facility.
Just going back to, you know, like you say, it's a container, but up to how many beds or up to how many patients can each container hold?
So one container is one bed. So if you have multiple containers, it's and you just add the number of beds. So I think what is quite important for us here is that a 10-bed kind of containerized solution is kind of an optimal kind of field hospital kind of additional facility. But you can also bolt this onto existing facilities. So you can take this container, bolt it onto an existing facility, and actually create capacity.
Mm. So like you do say, you know, we are expecting that the incidences of this infection to rise as, you know, the lockdown restrictions are eased. So what is your game plan in terms of how many of these units you'll be able to create or produce? We know or we understand that the peak of infections will be around September. You know, how many units will you have created for at least the peak time?
So it's quite important that you can't do this in isolation in terms of your partner. So private hospitals and the government need to advise as to what their capacity need to be. And I think we'll work around that. But Nombo, I think also quite another important point is you can actually retrofit the solution in existing facilities. So you can take general wards, for instance, in hospitals,
yes,
and retrofit this to become isolation wards and ICU units.
That's so very, that's, yeah. I was going to say that's good.
Exactly. That's most probably the first kind of solution we need to put out to whoever wants to use it.
Yeah.
And then your isolation, your containerized solution, literally is when you need to build capacity over a very short period of time.
I was going to say, just in connection with what you were saying about the bolting on in an existing facility, then presumably when it comes to your far-flung type of places, because obviously you need more than just an ICU unit, you actually need all the other services around. So presumably you would be able to take those containers to big district hospitals in the region of a rural area so that at least anybody who is sick can go there.
Exactly. So you can do that. You can actually build and deploy these units in a parking lot of a hospital, for instance.
Hmm.
You can also deploy units where there are large primary health care clinics in certain areas to give them extra capacity for out rural areas and outlying areas. So it's about where you can position these units to best serve communities that will need specialized care.
Hmm. Have you thought as far as the rest of Africa in terms of providing assistance there? Because obviously they will need these kind of facilities, more so because you indicate that it is a relatively inexpensive facility compared to actually the real thing.
Exactly. So EOH will use its existing Africa networks for this. It's definitely on our roadmap for rollout. Africa is important for us because it's so much easier for us to understand how Africa operates and how we can assist African facilities to capacitate themselves.
Hmm.
We already had queries from Lesotho, Kenya, and also Italy. Which is quite interesting.
Hmm, that is interesting.
Because it's a workable, cost-effective solution to create capacity for what we think we would need.
That was Milton Streak. He's an executive at EOH.